This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Ancient Norse documents describe North America as having grapes that are ripe in every season. Obviously, that isn't true, but do those documents hold the clues to the identity of America's real discoverer? More after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
For years, we've celebrated Columbus Day in honor of the Spanish explorer who supposedly put North America on the world map. In recent decades, that claim has been challenged and credit has been given to the Vikings of the Northlands. One early 20th century writer, Carl Rafn, read the ancient Norse accounts and noted the description of the native population, the position of the stars, the shape of the land, and here's one huge clue, the profuse presence of grapevines, which caused the location to earn the name Wineland. Rafn determined that the description of Wineland was none other than New England's Martha's Vineyard. Critics discount Rafn's theory, in part because of the obvious fable about the perpetually ripe grapes. They claim that a more probable location for the Norse settlement was in the Newfoundland area, or possibly near the Gulf of St. Lawrence. Wineland, they say, could describe a vast area of North America that is covered in wild grapevines. However, a crucial piece of evidence emerged in 1926 on No Man's Island near Martha's Vineyard. It was a rock that held the inscription Leif Erikson, 10,001, Vineland. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.